what's your judgment as to what ought to be done now? You know, there's various discussions about whether should be a report made or something, you know, a report to the president, or just hunker down and take it, or what have you, and so forth and so on.
Well, my feeling, Mr. President, thus far, frankly, is that you're not being hurt by this at all, that this is a Washington story still, and that sounds incredible after all this time and all this publicity, but I'm convinced that so.
But you see, looking to the future, I suppose, Chuck, what some of our fellows that are, you know, like Dean, who's really done a superb job here keeping all the fires out, he's concerned about, you know, what bubbles out, you know.
Yeah, well, Dean is the problem also, Mr. President. I didn't want to say this to you Monday night when you mentioned to me that Dean has done a spectacular job. I don't think anybody could do as good a job as John has done. The problem I foresee in this is not what has happened so far. I mean, I think the mystery of the Watergate, I don't know whether somebody else higher up in the committee for the re-election is going to get named or not, but to me that is a very great consequence to the country if it happens. The thing that worries me is the possibility of somebody charging an obstruction of justice problem. In other words, the subsequent actions would worry me more than anything, and that's where John has, you know, he's done all the things that have to be done, but that makes him a little more of a participant than he would like if he's the fellow that has to coordinate it all. And of course, he's got the best privilege. He's got a double privilege, but you know, the subsequent developments would be the only ones that would worry me. I don't worry about the how the Watergate came about. I think that's been so milked out that if they get someone else, they'll get them. That's all. I mean, if there's testimony, it'll get so goddamn confused. It's maybe the stuff afterwards that...
You mean, the with regard to the defendants? Of course, that was all...
Yeah, that's that area. I mean, that general area.
Yeah. Of course, that was...
I don't want to burden you with anything.
That had to be done.
Hell, yeah. No, no second thoughts. That's not the point. The point is, it limits the ability now to stand up to it. I don't know. I've thought of several things. I've thought of trying to get a special counsel into you that could...
We could appoint, you mean?
Yeah, that you could appoint. not as an investigator, but as a counsel. Just to handle a goddamn thing on the grounds that you don't want the Justice Department handling it, you don't want the regular White House staff handling it. They've got their work to do.
Yeah.
And you appoint a man of impeccable credentials, a man known for his integrity, standing before the bar, you know, that kind of thing, but a guy who's also totally loyal, or just a damn good lawyer who would be professional at that. That's one thought that I've been playing with the last couple of days.
Yeah.
We have an advantage, you see, of getting all of the people who have been in one way or another participating out of the damn thing so that you've got a guy who, frankly, can deal with anybody he has to deal with.
Yeah.
Special counsel.
I think of course, you've got the problem of what the judge is going to say Friday. I suppose he's going to have quite an harangue, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
pretty tough. And then, of course, you've got the problem of... the defendants, particularly Hunt, what he going to do. That's always a problem.
Yes.
Of course, he's got problems if he does anything. You know, there he's...
Well, that's right.
You know what I mean? He's,
yes, sir. My own opinion of that is that he just will hang in where he is. I mean, I think he... I think that's in as good shape as it can be. You never know.
A lot of pressures on him, right?
Pressure.
Sure are.